Well, we've got 11 on 11. Good period here at training camp on this Monday. Beautiful day here. Let's get to it. The ones versus the ones. This is going to be a period broken into two different phases. Move the ball in the four-minute drill, and the other half will be the offense backed up to its own goal line area. So Michael Vick and the offense with Stanley Havili, LeSean McCoy, two-back set here. Vick under center. Backs are split. Hand off to McCoy. Again, the defensive line does a great job. Dave Spadaro with you. Let's bring in Bo Wolf. And hey, Bo, when I watch it, it just looks to me like and we've been harping on this for days and days, the D-line dominating. So the question is the D-line that good, or is the offensive line still have some work to do?
That is the question. And then you look at how they did against the Steelers, and the Steelers don't have a great offensive line themselves, but that would lead you to believe that there really is that much talent on this defensive line. And let's not forget that this D-line led the league in sacks last year. So there's certainly a lot of talent there. I think that's where I would lean, but the offensive line has some work to do. There's no question about that. Today is actually the first day in a while where the offense has had the better of play against the defense. Marty Morningwig was very pumped up about how well the offense has been doing today.
All right, Michael Vick under center. Down the middle of the field, Gaz's man Brent Celek against Kurt Coleman. Love the call, love the execution. Good to see number 87, Bo, back in the offensive set.
Yeah, he's actually been very active today. They were working a lot on that play where it's the play action roll out to the left, and then Vic throws all the way across the field to Celek wide open on the other sideline. That's worked a couple times today. That's one of the go-to plays in this offense.
You might say a staple of the offense, Bo.
You might.
Particularly in the red zone. Ones against the ones here. Clay Harbor in the lineup along with Celek. So a two tight end look here, something that we look forward to if, as Morningwig suggests, Clay Harbor having a terrific summer. Create some good matchups there. Vic under center. Vic play action. Nope, hands off inside. That quick handoff to LeSean McCoy. Okay, Bo, here's the question. You're the head coach. How many times do you want number 25 touching the football?
Well, I think 20 times a game is probably the target, but you also want him involved in the passing game. So I don't want to – it's a tough balance because he probably is the best player on offense, but you also don't want to wear him down as the season goes along. I think you want to keep him fresh and then lean on him a little more towards the end of the season.
So what are you saying?
Target.
20 touches.
20 touches. Okay. Get him, you know – three, four.
Which
plays
means
in the
how many
game.
For Deion Lewis and potentially any for Bryce Brown?
I like Bryce Brown a lot, but I'm not going to worry about him too much early in the season. I'd like to see Deion Lewis get, you know, four or five touches a game.
Okay.
And he's been talk about the passing game. Deion Lewis has been explosive, and especially in screens so far in camp.
Now he's missed a couple of days of teamwork here. Every time you miss practice, somebody else steps up and takes those reps. Any chance at all that the Eagles could see Bryce Brown become the number two running back instead of Deion Lewis?
I would be very surprised. Deion Lewis has been one of the best players in camp, one of the biggest surprise. I'm not sure if I'm going to say surprises, but one of the most encouraging players in camp, the leap that he has taken from year one to year two, it seems like.
All righty, now they're back at it. Michael Vick in the shotgun, inside handoff, LeSean McCoy. First person there, guess who? Number 76, Phillip Hunt. Off the left edge, play in, play out, day in, day out. Phillip Hunt continues to shine, Bo.
Also good to note there that Fletcher Cox getting the reps with the ones here alongside Antonio Dixon, Derek Landry not out there right now. But as for Phillip Hunt, I mean, he has been so good in camp, and Daryl Taft's been very good himself, but do you maybe look to see if you can get something for a Daryl Tapp in a trade? Are you confident enough that Phillip Hunt can be your third defensive end and Brandon Graham the fourth right now?
Or do you keep him?
Well, that's
just
the
go
question.
With your best 53 players.
You're going to keep 11 defensive linemen?
These are the questions. These are the questions that I ask of thee. Nick Foles under center. Hands off to Bryce Brown. There he goes, left side, Bryce Brown. Stopped after a couple of yards. Eagles defensive line surges to the point.
A little bit more explosive of a number 34 than the last guy to wear that number for the Eagles.
That's correct, Reno Mahe. Love him.
Ronnie Brown right now is the number one running back, and Ronnie Brown is the number one running back.
That's right, Ronnie.
San Diego.
It was
right
so.
Now.
How about that situation? Ryan Matthews goes out. They have Ronnie Brown. Who else do they have out there? They have not a whole lot of explosives.
LaRon McClain.
LaRon McClain, and there was one other guy I saw in the list, and I thought, oh my goodness.
Maybe they'll offer a little something for Chris Polk.
Well, I so far I like the decision to go young at the running back position. Handoff inside. There's Brown again, and met by Jarrett. As well as maybe Cedric Thornton in there. Not much running room for Brown between the tackles.
Swamp Thing continues to get it done. I think he's, right now I would think you have to say over 50% chance that Swamp Thing makes the roster.
Okay. In place of whom?
Well, right now I think maybe, I don't know. I think there's a chance that they go five defensive tackles, five defensive ends, and see if they can get something for Dale Tapp.
Okay.
What do you make of the situation with Tom Nelson getting some reps with the twos at safety in lieu of Jaquan Jarrett?
I think Jaquan's struggling to make this football team. So I don't feel like there's any big surprise there as our camera bails out. I would be surprised if somebody wasn't injured on that play. I just don't think there's any way, unless he improves dramatically, that you really feel comfortable with number 26 at this point in time after that performance on Thursday. Tough to overcome that one. But there's three games left.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's up against the wall now. He's really got to prove something in these last three preseason games, I think.
Number two's up. Ali Akpu, a good day today, now playing inside. On the left side, Monty Taylor next to him. Eagles also have, I don't know who number 74 is off the top of my head. Who's number 74?
That's Frank Trotter.
Right.
Frank the Tank.
Right. Roll to the right side, throw to Hamler. May have been incomplete. Trent Edwards out there, threes on threes. Cliff Harris, good guy to talk about here. You said that earlier he's flashed. He looked good at times, but coming off that ankle injury, I don't see the same player. I think he's going to be very hard to make the team.
Well, he's working his way back. That's fair. I mean, as you said before, you don't want him to be – he can't make the club in the tub, so you want him to work through it. He's shown a little bit of toughness working through that now being out there. Maybe not quite the same amount of speed, but I still believe that he is too promising a prospect to not – keep control of. I think there are a few spots at the back end of the roster where you don't really need to worry about immediate contribution, and I think he's a guy that you maybe work to carry.
Okay. Chris Polk tries the left side, and once again, not a lot doing.
Too bad. A great snap by Steve Vallos there.
We've got Vinnie Curry on the field, Trotter, Akpu, Taylor, Monte Simmons, Adrian Moten, Philip Thomas.
Wade Bonner
is out there as well.
Jaquan Jarrett, they got three safeties out there right now.
Maybe a heavy package here from the Eagles. As Edwards gets up to the line of scrimmage. Inside handoff. And Simmons there with the play on the edge. Good penetration from the Eagles defense. Nowhere to go for Emil Iguanagu, who is in a battle, Beowulf, with
Mr. Stanley Havili. We asked Marty about that this morning, and he says there's definitely a little bit of an advantage for Stanley that he was on the practice squad last year, more knowledge of the offense. But Iguanagu has really impressed the coaches with his ability to grasp the offense from two positions so far. I think it's a race, and you know Havili's the incumbent. But how do you see that shaking out?
I think the best man wins in the final three preseason games. I think that is an open competition.
Good coach speak. I like that.
Well, there's a reason they play these games.
That's true.
We take a look now at the field. The ones against the ones. Vic under center. Vic inside handoff. There's Havili. And for a thud drill, Bo, pretty physical stuff out there.
Yeah, I would agree. King Dunlap getting the left tackle reps still for the third straight day, going up against Trent Cole. It's an interesting one at left tackle. You know, obviously Demetrius Bell has not done what they were expecting. Otherwise, he would still be getting those reps. But I was reminded of Danny Watkins last year, thinking about Demetrius Bell when they inserted Kyle Devan, and they said that Danny was taking a step back to take a few steps forward to sort of slow him down a little bit. And it ended up working pretty well. He came back and started the last 12 games of the season, did well. I wonder if that's sort of the philosophy here with Demetrius Bell.
Could be. Certainly the Eagles expect him to be the left tackle. That's why they signed him. Vic under center, handoff. Looked like Havili again. Again, nowhere to go. Fletcher Cox, at least the previous snap, was taking reps with the ones. He's still out there with Antonio Dixon. So the Eagles going big along the offensive line. And I think Fletcher Cox coming on. Phillip Hunt, of course, having a tremendous summer. Trent Cole out there as well. Michael Kendricks. And D'Amico Ryans at linebacker. Who takes Namdi's spot? Brian Roll out there as well. Allen and Coleman are the safeties. Vic under center. Play action fake to McCoy. Screen to McCoy. He's got some running room there. Where is everybody? Although I guess in this drill, the farther you stay away from number 25, the better. That's one guy you do not want to mess up, certainly around the legs. In these drills?
Yeah, I get worried every time he touches the ball. Let's take it easy on Shady.
That's the way I feel in every preseason game, Bo. Brandon Graham at left defensive end. And there you go. The hairstyle of the training camp is Dominique Rogers-Cromartie. Nick Foles, a quarterback now. Looks like he's changing the play there.
Nope.
Don't know if that's a false start or an offsides. Movement, though, sloppy. Very sloppy.
There have been a few of those in camp thus far. I don't know how much you can – I don't know if it's too worrisome. I'm sure it's going on all around the league as playbooks get installed. But there have been a good amount of false starts and offsides.
Well, it's been a long training camp. It's been – 4 days, longer than usual maybe. I think there's a fatigue factor setting in here. I think players are generally sick of being at training camp. We are not. We would be here all year if you wanted us to. Handoff inside Iguinagu. Nowhere to go against that stout up the field. Quick off the ball, Eagles defense. Brandon Hughes celebrating with some of his teammates. Along with Ali Agbu.
Now, the ones have done a good job on offense today, but the trend still continues that the two defensive line is just dominating the two offensive line. This defensive line is probably, I can't say for every single team in the league, but I would be surprised if there is a deeper defensive line than what the Eagles have right here.
So far, so good. Nick Foles at quarterback. Near side, it's Chad Hull. Backs in the eye. Iguinagu in front of Bryce Brown. Hall in motion. Eagles showing blitz, and they're coming. Play action. Whistle blows. May have been an offsides, Bo. Very aggressive scheme, you know. Get up the field.
Is Akeem Jordan on your team right now?
Yes. Yes, he is.
I think he's
he's my best special teams cover man.
And he's got the inside track to be that sixth linebacker. You know what he can do.
Go ahead, keep asking.
He's had a pretty good day so far. Keep asking you. OJ Otagwe.
Yes.
Oshimigo Otagwe.
Yes.
On the team?
Yes.
All right. Joselio Hansen holds on to the nickel job?
Yes, I do think so. I think you keep both Hansen and Boykin. Who the fifth cornerback is, I don't know. Curtis Marsh,
I think is
or
safe.
Brandon Hughes.
Ish.
Marty Gilliard in front of Jordan there.
How about Marty Gilliard? Does he have a chance?
Yes.
He's down in the pecking order of those six receiver fighters. But
yeah, I mean, then you've got McNutt, and you've got Gilliard, and you've got Chad Hall as your next three after the top five, and the fifth one being Demaryius Johnson.
I'm with you.
Brandon Boykin, big kickoff return against the Steelers. He'll get another shot next week against the Patriots. That game, 8 o'clock on Monday Night Football, ESPN, 6 ABC, Philadelphia. 8 o'clock kickoff from New England, Foxborough, Massachusetts, to be exact. Good ball work there, but the Eagles' defense not fooled a bit. Philip Thomas all over Emile Iguanagu. A little fullback drill here for the Eagles, Bo, and just trying to move it out away from the goal line. And testing both Iguanagu and Stanley Havili. Can they make plays with the football in their hands?
Well, and can they hold on to the football? Remember, Stanley Havili fumbled last time they did these backed-up drills. So it'll be good to see if he can hold on to it, if they give him a chance with the ones. But Iguanagu, a guy who was comfortable with the ball in his hands, played all over offensively at UMass.
Started here as both fullback tight end. Now they move him exclusively to the fullback position, challenging Havili. Hand off to Polk, tries the right side. Makes a nice run there. Nice run for Chris Polk. And that'll do it. 11 on 11 from Lehigh University.